So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the concept of Tumah Shabbat L'Chazer B'Neira. A Tumah that became nullified in Eroiv can be reawakened when combined with another Tumah. The Gemara in this daf refers to it as Tumah Kaman D'Isei Dami. Since it can be reawakened, it must be considered existent even while nullified. Otherwise, if it is considered completely non-existent, it cannot be reawakened. And the Gemara now challenges this halacha from two Mishnais. The Mishnah Masechtas Parah teaches, Efer Kashish and Nisarv Be'efer Mikla, Holchan Acha Haroiv L'Tameh. If valid ashes of the paraduma that cause tumah were mixed with regular ashes that does not cause tumah, we go according to the majority. Therefore, if the majority is efer para, the mixture causes tumah. The ruba efer mikla hu leimatame. If the majority is regular ash, the mixture does not cause tumah. Now, if tumah kamanda lesei dami, if the nullified efer para is non-existent, leimatame b'mago b'masa. The mixture does not cause any tumah, not through maga contact and not through masa carrying. However, if tumah kamanda isei dami, if the nullified Efer Parah is considered existent, we must say B'maga loy metame. The mixture merely does not cause tumah through maga, because Amrinam be'efer mikla noga. We assume that he touched only the regular ashes. However, letame b'masa, the mixture does cause tumah through masa, because hatumanisa, he also carried the Efer Parah within the mixture. The previous Mishnah taught, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Behema gasa sheshafach haroros dam harizu tekaveh v'nifter min habechera. If a large animal that never gave birth miscarried and expelled a cake of blood, the chararas dam must be buried because since it is possibly the fetus of a male bechayr, we must publicize that the animal's next offspring is exempt from bechayr. And the Brayis of Tanya Reb Chiya adds, Einim etama lebemagib lebemasa. The chararas dam does not cause any tumas nevela, not through contact and not through carrying, because of bitl bereif. The meat of the nevela that is tummy is nullified in the majority of blood and fluids that are not tummy. The Gemara asks, if tumah kaman deisei dami, if the nullified tumah is considered existent, nehi b'maga loy metame tetame b'masa, the charor only does not cause tumah through maga, but it should cause tumah through masa. The Gemara answers, shani hacha dehavi lo tumah serucha. The reason the charor is not metame is because it's not edible, and an avela that becomes inedible does not cause tumah. The Gemara concludes, however, that this explanation depends on the following machlokes. According to Bar Pada, who holds tumah chamura ad leger, thus, the nevela loses its tumah even from when it merely becomes nifsal mechilas adam, not just for human consumption. The chararas dam does not cause tumah because lechaz leger, the charar is not fit to be eaten by a person. However, according to Rabbi Yechon, who holds tumah chamura ad lekelev, thus the nevela loses its tumah only from when it becomes nifsal mechilas kelev, not fit for an animal's consumption, such as unfit even for a dog, the chararas dam should cause tumah because chaz lekelev, the charar is fit to be eaten by a dog. Kasha, this question remains unresolved. The Gemara now elaborates on this machlokes. A parada holds tumah chamur ad leger. A stringent tumah such as bas nevela loses its tumah even from when it merely becomes nifsal mechilas adam. While tumah kala ad lekelev, a lenient tumah such as tumas aichlin, a food that became tameh, only loses its tumah from when it becomes nifsal mechilas kelev. This is derived from the pasuk of nevela, which states leisichlu kol nevela leger shet b'sherecha titnen nevachala. And we expound harui leger krui nevela v'shein harui leger in a krui nevela. Only nevela that is fit for human consumption is tummy. But if the nevela is not fit for human consumption, it is tar. Rabbi Yechon holds, achazu v'achazu ad lekelev. Both a stringent tumah and a lenient tumah lose their tumah only from when they become nifsal mechilas kelev. Because leisichlu kol nevela, leger shem b'sherecha titnen nevachala excludes only serucha mi'ikara tar. If the nevela was never edible, such as haslia mechayim, the animal was infested with bugs while it was alive, the meat is tar. Because as Rashi explains, me'olam lo yardu l'tumas masa, the meat was spoiled before the tumah came about. However, heicha de mikarichaz leger v'nochsel l'tumas masa suli solik mina achat tefasa lekelev. If the tumah came about before the meat became spoiled, the tumas nevela takes effect and remains until it becomes inedible to a dog. While Bar Pada holds the pasuk is not needed to teach srucha mikaritar, because afra ba'amahu, this is self understood, because non edible meat is considered like dust for which the tumah does not take effect. The Gemara in the previous daf cited Rish Lakish, who says, "Halikach tzir ma'ama aretz mashika b'mayim v'tar." If a chaver bought fish brine from an ignorant person, and it's possibly tummy, he should connect the brine to mikvah water, and then it becomes tar b'hashaka m'manavshach. Imai rubininu kivinavad l'hashaka tarilu. If the tzir is mostly water that is tummy, it becomes purified through hashaka. V'irubit tzir ninu tzir loy bar kibuli tumahu. If the tzir is mostly fish brine, it's not tummy anyway, because fish brine is not makabel tumah, because it is considered zeyah ba'alma and mishumiyuta demaya batlu beruba. And the small amount of water within the tzir that is tummy and cannot be purified through hashaka because of the roiv tzir. For the very same reason, it loses its tumah, because the mayim tumeim is nullified in the majority of tzir that is not tummy. And the Gemara proceeds with a related Mishnah, Masechtas Machshirin. If fish brine was purified through hashaka, and then even a droplet of water fell in, the tzir becomes tameh because nechshadu amia aretz la'arv mechze b'tzir. We assume that the amia aretz initially diluted the tzir with about 50% water, and now, due to the additional droplet, which is tameh, the tumah in the original water is reawakened, and the tzir is now mostly tameh water. However, the Gemara asks, afila b'tzir mimechze nami v'hani mashu havli palgul pagalei batal. Even if the amia aretz diluted the tzir with less than 50% water, the additional droplet now combines to form 50% water, and there is no bittul because there is no majority. The Gemara offers two explanations. Either ema ad mechze, indeed, if the amia aretz diluted the tzir with less than 50% water, there is no bittul because there is no majority. Or tumas amia aretz derabanan, tumas mashkin derabanan. Since this tumah is based on two gezeiros derabanan, because an amia aretz causes tumah only midrabanan, and liquids become tumah only midrabanan, therefore beruba gaz rabanan, bepalgo palgo le gaz berabanan. The rabban initiated their gezeiro only if the tzir was mostly water, but they did not initiate their gezeiro if the tzir was only half water.